Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 183.
What's up, Master Mindset fam? We're talking about how we're going to master this truth, the law of proximity. Let's go. Okay, T-Money, so my past life, I was in medical sales. So GSK Pharma for about 5-6 years, Bard Medical selling urology devices for about 5 years. And I was in an interview, possibly I had some other company trying to get in there and trying to get Sehan to make the jump to their company. And the hiring manager asked me a question, like, well, Colin, like, you've been number one, top three. I mean, I look at your numbers and killing it. Like, what's your secret sauce? And I legitimately on the spot, I don't know, this just came to me. And I was like, well, I think it's this truth. It's this law of proximity. Like, I'm out there doing stuff. So it's this truth. See and be seen, hear and be heard. I'm out there making calls. I'm visible. I'm doing in-services. I'm doing events at night. So I'm just taking massive action. And when you're doing that, you get conversations. You build relationships. You find people's needs. You build connections and trust. And you're bringing value. And I would really say that Team Money, that was one of my biggest strengths. Is like I just would have this like calendar for the month, a quarter of the year, and I would just fill it up. And I think that applies to life too. It's this law of proximity. How can you impact people, build connections? It's like kind of like get your ass out of the cheap seats, get in the arena. Like it's easy to say, oh, tonight's going to be a Netflix night, or I'm not going to strike up a conversation because they might think I'm dumb. But like, how can you build these connections that could be the life-altering connection? Not that you do it for that reason, just because it's the thing to do. It just takes one team. It just takes one. And even, you know, being new in Nashville this year, I knew nobody. I came here sight unseen. I knew nobody. And I've had to challenge myself a few times, like to try to meet some like dude friends or just meet people. Like I legit would go out to a bar by myself and just meet random people. And people are so nice.
Yeah.
They're so kind. Or travel in the airport. My grandpa used to say it doesn't cost a penny to be nice to somebody. So just strike up a conversation. I've made so many amazing connections with this thought, the law of proximity. So like, if you want to date somebody, you want to find a life partner, it's not going to happen sitting your ass on the couch.
That's for sure.
Get your ass out there and get vulnerable. And it might feel strange or weird, but law of proximity. How can you meet somebody if you're by yourself all the time? T-Money, we kind of talked pre-show. You have a story about this, right? You have an example, right?
Yeah. Your story of it only takes one. I mean, I was kind of thinking you said this, and I was like, this is literally the story of us. Like, we started out, I was going to, and listeners, if you've been here from the start, you've heard this story, but going to like Monday mornings or something at Anthem Coffee and Puyallup, going to mindset training sessions with you and my brother and a couple other people. And we were sitting there talking one day, and you were like, how do we get this out to more people? I approached you and said, why don't we start a podcast? Like, I'll do the technical side of it and everything like that. And you just have to show up and talk.
And I'll say, stop right there. I'll say, stop right there. So you were like in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
You're in eighth grade, right? But you were the youngest one there. Are you in seventh grade?
I might have been in seventh grade.
But like everyone was like a sophomore, junior, senior in high school. But you decide, well, maybe I'll just tag along and just go. Like, so that right there, that you decided to act.
Yep.
And put yourself in a new environment where you can – law of proximity. If you stayed at home and just did your normal routine, you wouldn't have been exposed to me.
Exactly.
But you didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So that right there led to, okay, so we made a connection. Mm-hmm. And you saw an opportunity. And now you can keep going.
Exactly. Saw that opportunity. Now here we are 4 years later. It must have been eighth grade then. And still going. But then we've had guests on the show throughout. One of those guests, our buddy Jason Johnson. And Jason actually... him and I started a podcast together. Didn't end up working out because that man's traveling every other day.
Where in the world is Jason Johnson? Time,
but yeah, we need to start like a tracking map. But that connection is something that I'll hold near and dear to my heart. He's a expert in the field that I want to go into, and already had so many connections and just such a great resource to have there. And then another guest of ours, Yogi Roth, who we had last summer on the show, has now become a mentor of mine, an analyst on Pac-12 Network, does so much, produces shows, documentaries, and that connection, now I'm interning for him down here in LA. And
but just stop right there.
But
give me more of the Yogi stuff, but like, let's pause and let's just kind of connect the dots. By us doing a podcast, yeah, like year two or three, you met Jason. Jason saw what you did for me because we met, yep, in our old studio in Puyallup. He asked you to do his podcast, but you guys built that relationship. Then he invited you to Breakaway, which is like a mastermind, yeah, of like people in the kind of creative space, where he invited Yogi as well, where we all connected with that.
Yep.
But it's like, it would not have happened unless you were doing this stuff. But then when we got connected with Yogi, the law of proximity is like, see and be seen, hear and be heard. You build a connection where Yogi had some needs. You're like, well, I can fill those for you.
But I mean, you talking about like getting in the arena, getting out of the cheap seats, like 10 minutes after we got off the podcast with Yogi, I asked you to send me his number and you sent it over, and I sent him a text and basically was like, hey, here's who I am. After hearing your story, I literally want your job, like would love to do what you're doing. I'm going to school down in Southern California next year, would love to build a connection, a mentorship with you. And so kind of just threw myself out there. And now here we are interning for him. He's one of my biggest mentors. Like, just putting yourself out there and having that law of proximity, it does wonders.
Yeah, it's like that domino. It just takes one. You never know what interaction, who you meet, could be the one that sets the stage of what you just showed. That's a whole sequence that started just by going to Anthem Coffee when you're in eighth grade. You're going to Elite 11 camp with Yogi. You might produce his other podcast, and he's like the voice of the Pac-12 network in football. But it wouldn't have happened unless you put yourself out there. So listeners, it just takes one, exactly. And you can't get that opportunity if you're not out there in the arena. If you're not out there, you know, see and be seen, hear and be heard. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what type of connection. So all this is just to challenge you to, dude, it's easy to stay in. It's easy to not have the courage to, hey, where are you from? Or, hey, I noticed those shoes. Like, I just think of ways to find connections and just try a conversation. You never know what's going to happen. And it's just being a good, kind human, and with the intent, not what can I get from you, but like, is there some synergy here? Is there some added value we both can provide? So, okay, listeners, what could be one or two things you could do to put yourself out there, to put yourself in proximity with others, or maybe even like a mastermind or people who have what you want? Like, get around them, learn from them, build a connection, find value. That's everything, dude. People are everything. Relationships win championships. That's what it's about. But if you're not in proximity with them, how can you do it? People are like, well, I don't have access to that. Well, they don't have to have all the stuff. Like, just be around just people. You never know. Oh, teammate, that was good. So I hope we just challenging people to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And it might feel weird at first, but dude, we're all kind of in this space, like not super certain, not knowing, but like, if we can be supportive and empathetic and caring, dude, good things will happen. Well, listeners, if you like this, share this with a friend. Let's add that proximity to our podcast to more people. What do you think about that? So let's share it with a friend. Yeah, put that on, you know, post it in the stories, you know, tweet it out, put it on Facebook, Snap, TikTok. We don't care. Let's get the word out. How many people can we help with this show, Team Money? But buddy, you know what to do. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.